This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joe Biden signs a bill making Juneteenth a national holiday, and there are some that will have off on Friday. So this is huge, marking the end of slavery. That's Juneteenth. And there were some interesting reactions to Juneteenth being a holiday. Plus, the Supreme Court upholds Obamacare health care law, rejecting the Republican challenge. Half of the United States is on fire, and then part of the United States is going to get doused by a tropical storm. My name's Kate Delaney. Oh, it never ends, does it, here in these United States. Welcome to the show, everybody. The saddest thing that we've heard is one person is dead, 12 people injured, that from a drive-by shooting spree in Arizona. They're investigating at least 8 different shooting incidents that occurred over the course of a 90-minute period through the West Valley. And it's complex, obviously. Because it took 90 minutes, it was a drive-by shooting. They've got shell casings all over the place. They have lots of yellow police tape wrapped around certain areas, and they're trying to trace the recovered gun to figure out where the shooter bought or obtained the gun. And then they're also going to search the suspect's home for any other weapons. So that's the good news, is the suspect was quickly located and taken into custody in Surprise, Arizona. So it was a white SUV and at least 8 total shootings. So out of 13 victims that were accounted for so far, 4 were shot. One of them died. The other injuries may have been from car crashes, broken glass and whatnot. And they're trying to figure all of that out. Wow, what a thing to happen as you're just going along, and next thing you know, it's a bullet grazes you, something happens, and it's this strange drive-by shooting that wasn't just one incident; it was random. But why, and why did this happen? All of that still really unfolding. This isn't unfolding anymore. It's been 3 challenges on the Supreme Court's steps it landed again. The court ruled 7-2 with Justice Stephen Breyer writing for the majority, striking down a lower court ruling saying the plaintiffs, Texas and 17 other GOP-led states, did not have standing to sue. They rejected a challenge to the Affordable Care Act in this, again, 3rd case involving whether the individual mandate can be severed from the rest of the law or whether the whole law may be struck down. The decision and why it went this way, according to what Breyer wrote, is we conclude that the plaintiffs in the suit failed to show a concrete, particularized injury traceable to the defendant's conduct in enforcing the provision they attacked as unconstitutional. They haven't to show that they have standing to attack as unconstitutional the minimum essential coverage provision. So they went the other way. There will be, I'm sure, more discussion on this in the weeks to come, but I think it means the end of the challenges to the Supreme Court. 31 million Americans have health care coverage connected to Obamacare right now. 54 million Americans with pre-existing conditions, all of which is preserved by the court, essentially enforcing the status quo in the middle of the pandemic, if you remember, that stays. Justices Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch were the 2 dissenting votes. So they didn't, you know, they didn't do any kind of rules on the central arguments made, but it's the 3rd time they've upheld the health care law against legal challenges. So, I mean, this is basically exhausted. The effort to push it out, I think does not happen. There, of course, there could be more challenges, but I don't believe it gets to the steps of the Supreme Court again. In other words, I don't see that happening. Coming off of a meeting with Putin, where there was niceties kind of, you know, spouted by Putin that our president was very professional. They had a 3-hour meeting, but there was nothing that came out of it that was earth-shattering, like, oh, well, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, agrees to come down hard on cyber criminals in his country, or he's going to look at those human rights violations and he's going to end some of those. I don't think so. That's part of what the list is that Joe Biden had. And in the end, as Putin called Biden professional and said some other nice things about the way he appeared in the conversation, he ultimately said that and released a statement that what's ever in the best interest of Russia. So we knew that was going to be probably what the finality would be. What's ever good for Russia, that's what I care about. Period. But at least they met, right? You know that thing about the enemy's close, I've talked about that before. All right, so this Juneteenth bill, some of you are government workers, so it's a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States just in time for the June 19th anniversary, which I guess it's Saturday, yeah, Saturday. So that's why Friday would be the day off. So it's not official, but it's happening, yes. It's just all the scrambling around to get some people some days off. And that's happened in a couple of situations in state governments. They're going to do that. But it's a day African Americans have celebrated since the Civil War era. And there's been decades of advocates trying to get national recognition for that to happen. And this bill was really announced partially by Kamala Harris, the VP, who co-sponsored the legislation when she served in the Senate. She talked about the significance of the occasion. What was interesting is Opal Lee, who walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital in 2016 at 89 years old to try to get Juneteenth named a national holiday, was there. She was in attendance for the naming of this day as a national holiday, and a big moment for her, and it's certainly a huge moment for the push to recognize it as a national holiday. And what the president said is great nations don't ignore their most painful moments. They embrace them. They don't walk away. We come to terms with the mistakes we've made, and remembering those moments, we begin to heal. So moving forward, if you are a federal worker, it's a federal holiday. And I'm sure many other places will have off as a result of that when Juneteenth rolls around next year. And some people would have gotten notices that they're off tomorrow. So this was a big push to make this happen. And it did get through. It eked through right before June 19th. All right. Some of you sounded off on that and a few other things. So let me hit the mailbag next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Time to dive into the mail bag 24/7. I've said it a few times during this show, katedelaneyradio.com. I am just always wowed by the amount of email that that we get. We're going to really amp it up, too, on the phone line, so stay tuned for that. So many of you email me and say, what's that number again? And so I'm going to make sure I blast you with the number. All right, so in the mailbag, this one from Chip, listening to us in Oklahoma City. He says, hi, Miss Kate. I think that you have spent some time in Oklahoma City. I used to hear you on the air doing some sports. I know that you're skilled in that area as well, and I'm thrilled that we are able to listen to you here. So my question is, what do you make of the meeting between Putin and Joe Biden? I agree with you that there's just no way. I mean, that Putin is going to do anything that's on the list that Biden had, especially most of it was, okay, you basically need to police your people and stop picking on the United States. And he's absolutely a dictator and he's going to do what he wants to do. But I guess it's for show, and that's what you have to do when you're a world leader. I love how you say that, Chip. That is for show. You know, it's like one of those political things. And you make a point. I mean, that's the deal, right? What's he going to do? Not meet with him at all? They hadn't met. There was tension. It's been 6 months, whatever. And so, of course, it's going to happen. And nothing is going to, they're not going to be bosom buddies. Nothing's going to come out of it. I would be stunned. What kind of agreement or accountability or stunning revelation could come out of the meeting of Putin and Biden? Nothing. Again, for show. By the way, Chip, you must listen to us on 890 AM KTLR, and that's a great station there in Oklahoma City, and we're psyched that they picked us up. Okay, Let's move to the next one. This one is from Doug, who's listening to us in New Orleans. Kate, every time I listen to you, you're like the weather woman that depresses me, telling me how much rain we're going to get in Louisiana, how awful it's going to be. And so now, because you told me that, I've changed a few plans. I was going to go to the Lake Charles area, but I'm not going to do that because I really think you're right. I looked at a map after I listened to what you said, and it looks like that Claudette is going to be a little bit vicious, and we may get doused. I mean, they're talking about 20 inches of rain, and you said 3 days. That's something we've seen before, and it's no fun. It is no fun because flooding, right, in a low-lying area, even if you've got some protections. I mean, trust me, I just went through an insane amount of rain, and I really saw firsthand, and it's the first time I've seen this in a long time. I've been in a hurricane, I've seen a tornado, all that, but I haven't seen these just sheets of rain, and the problem is how fast it comes down, and that's what it is, and then that flooding, bam, kicks in. And you've got to be listening to us on 990 AM WGSO, which is a longtime affiliate of ours. Yay, yay, yay. A couple of my buddies are on the air down there on that station. That's a great station. All right, we move to Sean, who's listening to us in Washington, D.C., and he says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I know that we're still in the throes of some problems with COVID, but I agree with your analogy that it seems like more people are smiling, getting together, and we feel as though our world is opening back up again with some precautions. Yeah, there's more protocols that are still in place at a lot of places that you go, like the movies, how they're cleaning it, who's wearing masks, what's happening there with that. But restaurants are at full capacity in a lot of areas, most areas, especially with California opening back up. Look, 600,000 people died from COVID-19. That's a crazy number, right? A somber, somber milestone. And the places where, especially New York, which was like ground zero for this, and California, they're fully reopened. 53% of the U.S. population has gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. But now you have this worrisome Delta variant that's picking up some steam, and it's a of great concern, I would say. They're investigating it, and you've had kids that have gotten it, and they've had these heart problems that have passed, but scary, where they feel their heart. They feel something's, you know, going on. So, I mean, we're not 100% out of the woods, no, but it does feel a lot better, doesn't it? I mean, I'm hearing of people like they got COVID or it's not as a mild case, or they're in quarantines. So that has been happening. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Megan, who says, Kate, who is your favorite rock group? I might have heard you talk about it one night, but I couldn't understand if it was Bon Jovi or it was somebody else. Well, Bon Jovi is I'm from Jersey, Philly area, so Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen or all those Jersey bands, you just grow up with that around you. But my favorite band is the Foo Fighters. I love the Foo Fighters. Somebody came the other day to fix a light problem I was having in my house, and they were listening to the Foo Fighters. I'm like, turn it up. They had like this. They had one of those radios that was on his belt. You know, they carry on their belt so they can keep it low and listen. But, you know, the Foo Fighters, it's interesting asking me that question. The Foo Fighters are requiring attendees to show proof that they got a COVID-19 vaccination in order to get tickets for a concert that they're doing at Madison Square Garden. So they're getting some blowback on this. I mean, people don't like it. People are, are the whole unvaccinated, vaccinated. There are protests about this. In fact, I just read this today. Remember the child actor Ricky Schroeder? He led a protest. He was over at the Canyon Club in Agora Hills in California. Some of you living out there know where that is. And he jumped in. I shouldn't say he led it. He jumped in with the protesters over the vaccine mandate. So they caught him. Somebody photographed him, and that like went everywhere. They snapped a picture of him. And, of course, people were holding signs saying, Foo Fighters fight to bring segregation back, and event for vaccinated only, unvaccinated, not allowed. And those of us who have healthy immune systems should be able to enjoy freedoms like everybody else. But this is what they're saying. The Foo Fighters are saying, no, you got to, if you want to get the ticket, you've got to, you got to show that you got vaccinated. Clearly, I mean, they're going to do, and that's what they're going to do for Madison Square Garden. So imagine a full capacity show and going through with that. I mean, having to do that. And the one concert, the smaller concert they're having, is sold out. So apparently enough people could, at the Canyon Club, enough people could show proof that they were vaccinated. You're not going to please everybody all of the time, and Dave Grohl knows that. But it is interesting, because I was like, how are they going to do that? How are you going to have to show proof, like take pictures of it out? How do you prove that? All right, I'm going to sneak in one more. This one is from Bob, and Bob is listening to us in Texas, and Bob says, hey, Kate, you saw what the governor of Texas is doing. I think you were mentioning it on a show that he's sticking with the whole wall thing of building the wall in places in Texas where it's particularly bad. And there is a big problem that so many people just don't realize. In fact, DeSantis, and you may know this, is offering to send some people to help at the border if Texas needs it. Yeah, I don't know that they'll take DeSantis up on that offer, but yes, Abbott is resuming that, is doing that, is saying there's areas that we're gonna keep building because of what's happening. Arizona and Texas, there's some areas that are horrific. Some things, there's like a thing called a rape tree, where women cross and get raped, and it's awful. I mean, it's terrible. The bodies that are found, there's so much that people don't realize, especially with what's happening, the desperation, people taking advantage, trying to get them across, and then what happens still. And it's really horrible. If you knew all the details, your hair would stand up on your arms, I swear. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, terrible toll, this slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration said it will invest more than $3 billion in the development and manufacturing of antiviral medicines to create an evolving line of coronavirus treatments. The new plan, called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics, will respond to the call for antivirals to treat COVID-19 with medications that prevent serious illness and death from the disease. The National Institutes of Health, National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and the Biomedical Advancement Research and Development Authority will take part in the program. A tropical storm warning has been issued for much of the Gulf Coast as meteorologists continue to closely watch what the National Hurricane Center has called a potential tropical cyclone 3. Forecasters say the system could further develop into a tropical depression or subtropical storm sometime on Friday. If the system continues to strengthen enough, it could be called Tropical Storm Claudette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Julia Annes joins us, and she's in a beautiful part of the world in Australia. I know a lot of Australians listen to us, and they can't get enough of me saying I love Australia. And Americans all want to be in Australia, so it's a perfect thing. And she's written a book that is a game changer and could change your life. It's called Extraordinarily Ordinary, and here's the other part of it, Eyes Wide Open to Wonder. Julia, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really honored to be here.
What was the road that led you to writing this book? Why did you feel compelled to writing this story?
Basically, I was making changes in my own life to help myself in a extremely challenging part of my life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I implemented some actual techniques which showed me some marked improvements in my life, which I thought, if I can do this, anyone can do this. I want to help other people. I'm going to share it.
So you and I talked off the air, and you talked about the fact that you had rheumatoid arthritis and you had children. And for anybody who knows what that's like, and you can get it at all different ages, and sometimes people are shocked when they get it. And what did the doctor tell you when they told you, or the medical personnel, what did they tell you about having it and what you could expect for the rest of your life?
Well, you're right. I was shocked when I found out that I had it. It came out of nowhere. And basically, when I went to the specialist the first time, he told me that it was as bad as a terminal illness, just not terminal. So that was pretty hard-hitting. So I felt a bit like I'd been given a life sentence. And he told me that I needed medication and I would be on it for the rest of my life.
But you are not on medication any longer, so something changed, and this is part of the whole book. What is it that changed?
What it is that changed was that I went and found some ways to help myself. I was on the medication for 13 years and struggling daily through life, getting my family out the door and, you know, working and living. And I found my way to meditation. And along with that, breathing comes hand in hand. And also using journaling as I went along and noting the changes that I was experiencing. So I've since learned that all three of those powerful techniques all have benefits for helping your immune system, also for calming your nervous system, and also for helping process emotionally and mentally.
Yeah, what so, you do.
And yeah, so all of those together, almost like magic, showed me how to help myself.
So when you first started meditating, how difficult was it to meditate? Was it tough and then you just saw the benefits, or what was that like?
Not at all. I hadn't any experience with meditation at all. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I can't meditate because I can't switch my mind off. But the facilitator of the group that I was part of introduced us to simple 5-minute guided meditations, which are available on Google. There's millions of them. And literally it just felt to me like the most peaceful, calming space that I could enter into and just not think about all of the outside noise. It was just a gift. I was just amazed that I went home after the first class and said, I want to do this for the rest of my life. It feels so good. So it's not hard, and that's what really inspires me to talk about it, because these three things which helped change my life are available to us all naturally and at such a little cost. All we have to invest is time and some effort. And literally, you know, I started with 5 minutes a day just listening to guided meditations, and that practice has developed over time, and it's a daily practice, and it's much longer than 5 minutes because of the profound benefits that I've found in so many other ways as well. But initially, just for the health benefits and the better state of mind that it put me in every day, I that was back in 2013, and I said, this is it, I'm never changing this habit. You've got to make it a habit, you've got to put the effort in, but it's a beautiful feeling. So it's not hard. Which is, you know, you want people to know that this is available because we can all do it. It's right there. And it's not hard. It's actually giving ourselves some time to just disengage from the noise. I actually learned a lot of the outer noise was creating noise in my own mind that didn't even need to be there. And so just stopping for that short period every day. As you meditate, you also take control of your breathing, which settles the nervous system. And so, you know, it all goes hand in hand to just improving your outlook on life.
Yeah, so well said. And that's one of the things that you talk about in the book. Give us a little bit more about the book. Give us a little kind of a little tease of what we can expect and what people can take away from that.
Okay, so the book, I wrote it, obviously, to help other people. Funnily enough, the publishers, I thought I was writing a self-help book. The publishers called it a memoir. My family sort of said, you can't write a memoir, Mum, no one knows who you are. So I'm probably the first person that's published a memoir that isn't known. But I actually believe that it's up to us to step up and be the star in our own lives. And so obviously when I started writing, I had these methods that I wanted to share with people and how they had improved my life with that. My story, my personal story came out as well, which one of my readers, one of my early readers, said it's very human and relatable, which is probably the key to it, because I feel like often when we're disconnected from each other, especially during the pandemic, everyone has become very isolated, we kind of lose a little piece of ourselves. And so I feel like my book helps connect people back to their own story. I'm just an ordinary girl who discovered how to help herself and have profound results in my life. So you can expect to learn about me, but more importantly, learn how my mind shifted and my attitude shifted, and how much is available to us naturally to tap into to help ourselves.
I like that. How much is available to us naturally to tap into. And the other part of this is, and we talked about it especially, is the journaling. And the journaling helps you write because you get all your thoughts out and then you kind of move through the day.
That's right. The journaling is a really important part of it. It's actually known scientifically to have benefits for processing emotionally and mentally. It's actually journaling to help mental health, actually helps control the symptoms and improve your mood. It also helps to process complex thoughts and emotions, and it helps improve awareness of the anxiety and the depression by clearing mental clutter. Because quite often we don't even know that we're in a state of anxiety. We're so busy running around and attending to everything that we think we have to attend to in life that we don't even stop and acknowledge ourselves. And I found that particularly when I stopped, I actually said I found stillness and the rest took flight like magic, which was the meditation, the breathing and the journaling. So I developed a practice of meditating, working with my breath, which also is one of the best ways to lower stress in the body, and the journaling practice as well takes it to a deeper level. Often they say when you're thinking, or when you're just in your mind, it's too easy to just dismiss things. But when you write them, you take it to a deeper level of understanding in yourself, and you hear things that you didn't even realize were there. So a lot of people think, I can't meditate because I can't still my mind. But it's not about wiping the slate clean. It's about putting things in a better order and being able to cope with them better. Take the chaos out of that whole mental chatter. Maybe the monkey mind, they say.
I think it's a perfect place to end this, and this is why you need to get this book, because you want to clear out that clutter, like you said, the mental clutter.
Exactly.
So you can get the book on Amazon, Extraordinarily Ordinary, Eyes Wide Open to Wonder. Julia Annis, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I was very disturbed to read about the alarming statistics globally that more than 300 million people, which is 4.4% of the world's population, suffer from depression and anxiety. And for myself, it's heartbreaking, because we can help ourselves. Just being aware and educating ourselves to find the right resources. Best thing is meditation, breathing and journaling is absolutely free.
And I agree. And pick up her book and you'll learn more about that. Thank you so much.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This time around, an author reporter, we go to the UK for a conversation with Leslie Harrison, who's written a book called The Closest of Friends, and this is absolutely my favorite genre. I say it all the time on the air, and the idea, we talked off the air, and the idea for what spurred this book on and ultimately future books, I think is really, really interesting. And it's what affects all of our lives. Absolutely. We've all been touched by it in some way. Leslie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I have to tell you a little bit about your background first, because I think it's so fascinating. You, like many of us in certain professions, have dealt with lots and lots and lots of people. And I would say you're a people person, and sometimes we get, you know, have conversations with really great people, and sometimes people have, well, let's say, off days. But you are a bus driver, and I think that's so fascinating because you do meet a lot of different people. And for people that are listening to us in England, you understand this in other parts of the world. And in the United States, we understand this, how popular, like, those double-decker buses are for sightseeing and just because they're cool and you can be inside or you can be on the outside. Is it tough to drive that kind of a bus?
When I first started driving them, I thought it was tough. But then once I got used to it, I found it very easy. I just love doing it. It's something I love doing. But it's just once you get used to the size of the vehicle that you're driving, it's easier.
You know what? I would have loved to do what you did, even just for a day, to shadow you. But you might have had a dickens of a time trying to teach me how to park that sucker. So I think it's very neat what you did. And in the meantime, like so many of us, you have these great hobbies, baking and photography.
And this leads to our question about your book, is that you were a voracious reader. You liked to read. So who was your favorite author?
My favorite author is Stephen King. I think he's brilliant. I think I've read all of his, well, most of his books. I think he's brilliant. Where he gets ideas from, I don't know, but I'm glad he does.
I agree with you. He is one of my favorite writers. I think, just like you, I've read every single one of his books. So let's talk about the road to your book, The Closest of Friends. What made you decide you were going to become an author?
It was something that was in my mind for a long time, but I didn't know what to do with it. And then we were seeing all the stuff on TV of all the terrorism attacks all around the world. I just thought, what if there was one person out there dealing with terrorists in his own way? What would happen? And it just sort of clicked into place, and I sat down to write it.
And the rest is history, and you created this great character, Valentine Franklin. Tell us about Valentine Franklin and what his plight is.
Well, he is a young man who was not American by birth. He was born in the United Kingdom. His parents took him to America, but unfortunately he got killed in an accident. So he didn't have a really good time of it. But then he got raised by somebody else and helped along. He did everything right. He joined the American Army. He went into law enforcement and eventually into what he's doing in the book, which is hunting down terrorists.
Ooh, and hunting down terrorists. That's a tough job. I mean, this although we have now technical ways to trace, etc. When you sat down to write this and you take the character and how he's hunting the terrorists, did you have to do a lot of research on that, on ways to hunt the terrorists?
Yes, I used, when I could, I used the internet to do it as much as I could to get ideas of what could, you know, what could happen, the way things would possibly have worked. It was, some of it is very difficult to find because obviously if there is things like that going on, nobody wants to talk about it.
That's true. Yeah, we don't want to tell you what happened and give you any ideas about it. So again, you had to be a sleuth in doing that. And you told us a little bit there, but give us the premise of the book.
It is, how to phrase it. It is a man who sees that when he's in law enforcement, he brings people, he captures the bad guys, brings them in, and then sees them get a slap on the wrist, and the judges let him go again. And he thinks, that's it, I've had enough. I want to do something different. So he sets out then to find a way to enforce the law, his law. And when he gets the chance to do what he does, he jumps at it, and off he goes, running around the world, hunting down terrorists.
Wow. And that's what you really get in the book. It's really exciting, at a lot of different twists and turns. And you and I talked about this. What do you kind of hope people take away from reading The Closest of Friends?
I would like them to be entertained by it, to get absorbed into the book, to really live it, you know, get enjoyment out of it. To be entertained.
Yeah, to be entertained. And now that you've written that book and you've lived with the character in your head and on the paper, is there a sequel coming?
Yes, I'm working on a sequel at the moment. Obviously, I can't give too much away on the sequel because it's it will give away the ending of the original book, so.
No, don't give us it. You don't tease us with that. That's wonderful that you're doing a sequel, and congratulations on the book. And again, can't wait for the sequel on that. You can, of course, get it on Amazon. Is there any other place people can find you, Leslie?
I found it on New Leaf Media. They have a page, and it's available from them, or it's available from Amazon.
Perfect. And again, it's the closest of friends. Leslie Harrison, thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed for inviting me.
Wow, so interesting to talk to Leslie Harrison. I just keep thinking in my mind of him thinking about these great stories while he's driving a double-decker bus. And probably some of you have ridden on them. I've ridden on a couple of them, and I always wonder how tough it is to maneuver them. All right, speaking of maneuvering, you might be maneuvering an umbrella if you live in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. We have listeners in those areas. And boy, are people in Louisiana getting slammed constantly. You want the good news first, and then I'll give you the bad news? Okay. Here's the good news. This is the good news. Parts of Louisiana could see up to 20 inches of rain over the next 3 days. So it's not necessarily good when you think of how that would add up. It would be ridiculous and flooding. But here's the other side of it. It doesn't look like it's going to be a hurricane. This is, Tropical Storm Claudette. And it's very unlikely, according to the National Weather Service, that this does become a hurricane. So, again, that's the silver lining. It's not good news if we're saying 20 inches of rain over 3 days, but the fact that you're not going to get that hurricane on top of it is one thing, right? So this is a tropical depression or tropical storm. So it's the water. It's that tremendous amount of water that flies over land, and that is the big concern along the coastline in Louisiana and Lake Charles. I know I've been there so many times and you're listening to us there. I know what that's like. It's called sandbagging, looking out, that whole thing. You know, the National Hurricane Center said in an Air Force Reserve Unit reconnaissance aircraft was going to investigate to make sure, you know, again, looking at what this storm looks like. But it looks like it won't turn into a hurricane. Wow. We go from this crazy hot weather to potential hurricane. Go figure. All right, here's a payoff for you. I mentioned this briefly, I think, a couple of weeks ago. This story is fascinating to me. In Botswana, they have a mine where they dug out one of the biggest stones of all time, 1,098-carat stone. Can you imagine? They say... it's the third largest gem quality diamond ever found. And it was presented to the president of Botswana this week. What is interesting about this, because De Beers owns part of the mine with the government, the Botswana government. What's interesting about this mine opened in 1982, and it yields between 12 to 15 million carats of diamonds a year. How about that? This is so huge, this diamond, and what they said they're going to do with it, they're going to use it to help other people. So the money from it is going to be used to help some of the poorer people in the country, which I think is tremendous. But you should see the size of this diamond. It would be like palming a baseball. Incredible. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.